Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. When you think of mustard, is it that yellow kind typically squirted by millions on hot dogs? Lisa Brautz discovered a world of mustard beyond the yellow in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Mustard is just the right condiment for late winter. The yellow stuff you squirt on a hot dog at the ball game, which, don't get me wrong, is enjoyable in its own right, that's not the mustard I'm talking about. I'm talking about mustard that's deeply flavored, sharp and spicy and puckery and very warming in the damp chill. Plus, this kind of mustard is as versatile as it is powerful. It tastes good on meat if you eat it, but also on vegetables like broccoli and cabbage because mustard is from the brassicas family, just like those plants. There are endless varieties of mustard you can make, and mustard is super easy to put together. It lends itself well to small batches and it lasts forever in the fridge. You can make really good mustard for your burgers or your broccoli with mustard seeds, some mustard powder, some vinegar, a few spices, maybe some beer, and a mortar and pestle. But you can also make it in quantity using a food processor, which is good because I've been invited to a Facebook-organized gathering where every guest has been asked to choose a mustard recipe and to make enough of that mustard recipe to fill 10 small jars for swapping with the others. Food swapping isn't anything new. It's a bit of a twist on the potluck concept, except that instead of each person bringing a dish to share for a meal, each person brings enough of something for everyone in attendance to take home. So I'm going to come home from this thing with 10 different jars of mustard. But first, I have to make my chosen mustard, a spicy mustard whose flavor will hopefully be deepened by some stout beer. A lot of the work has been done over the previous 2 days, while the mustard seeds steeped in a vinegary, beery sort of soup. Then into the food processor it goes. The results are a little alarming at first.
This is some killer mustard. I'm not even sure what this is supposed to look like or smell like or taste like or anything. It's kind of soupier than what I'm used to for mustard.
One really cool thing about homemade mustard is that you can can it if you want to, but it's not totally necessary unless you don't plan on eating it for a long time. If anything, it actually tastes better as it ages and the flavors work better together. But whether you're canning or not, you need to put it in containers. There are a lot of containers that'll work, but the best and the ones that will most beautifully showcase your incredible-looking homemade mustard are small canning jars with lids and rings. These jars look amazing. Photos are taken, I admit it. Armed with my jars to be distributed, some sausages to serve as a vehicle for mustard sampling, and a couple of beers to wash it all down, I head around the corner to my friend Jacqueline's house to meet up with the other mustard swappers. Our hostess has made lemon and roasted garlic mustard. Sandra's is a chipotle and blackberry mustard. Katrina arrives with a cranberry mustard. Jesse brings a spicy beer mustard, not to be confused with my spicy stout mustard, and Mel offers up a cognac mustard. Beth's is made with white wine and tarragon, Karen's is a basic brown mustard, and Laura's got a Sri Lankan mustard. It's like a rainbow of mustards. The visual of about 100 stack containers of mustard, all different shades of yellow and brown and one almost magenta, is quite arresting. But we get over it pretty fast as the sausages, vegetarian and not so vegetarian, begin arriving from the grill outside and we get down to the dirty work of trying out all the mustards. It's intense and tasty. Food swaps are incredibly social activities, especially in winter when we might not see as much of our friends and neighbors as we'd like. They're a great way for us to keep our kitchen skills sharp, to help each other fill our pantries or fridges with something homemade. Plans are afoot for another swap. Sounds like 10 kinds of barbecue sauce might be sitting next to 10 kinds of mustard come grilling season. This is Lisa Brautz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Brautz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.